what's going down. Worst come the worst, my peoples come first. All right, it's Monday night here on WGN The Download. I'm excited to announce that it's time for Hashtag The Worst. We do it every Monday here in 2016. If you're a regular listener, you know the segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. You know what's the worst? Stale ice cream. Right? Just the worst. I mean, that happened to me again. It's like, that's the worst. Or, as I found out here, the worst is when I don't properly lid stuff. Like, I didn't properly lid something in the fridge and it went bad.
Was it ice cream?
It wasn't ice cream. I know. I mean, it would be great if it was.
Stop keeping your ice cream in the fridge.
That might be part of the problem. Yeah. All right. My comedians are here. We've got great guest judges, panelists here on the show. But the stars of the show are you, 312-981-7200. I'm sure you have some choice, the worst for us tonight. And to incentivize you, we're giving away tickets. Giving away tickets to Poi Dog Pondering at the Paramount Theater in Aurora on March 4th, one night only. Experience these amazing artists for a sensory overload experience. Order tickets online at ParamountAurora.com or call the box office at 630-896-6666. Poi Dog Pondering. And, of course, we got Lou Malnati's Pizza helping me out tonight. Two gentlemen who you can find on stages all across Chicago. Adam Burke.
Hello.
Good to see you. Good to have you here, man. It's exciting.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah. It's been a long time. Adam Burke is headlining Zanies on Tuesday, March 8th. Also here, Blake Burkhardt. Blake, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
It's great. Okay, so you're going to be playing at Andorka's Comedy Review in Pilsen. It's the next one's March 11th, but it's every second Friday in Pilsen, 2110 South Halsted.
Yeah.
And you're also in the sketch group Actual Murderers, which is Bee Kitchen every Tuesday.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for being here, Blake.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks for having
me. All right. 312, the lines are already lighting up. 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text and be a part of the worst tonight. Why don't we start with you guys? Did you guys bring in some choice cuts yourself? Blake, why don't we start with you?
All right. Thanks. There's a few things that bug me. Number one, as being the worst, is the aggressive high five guy. Like the one who needs to high five everyone. It's usually after a sporting event.
Right.
And I just don't understand it.
He's equal opportunity. Like he's got to get a high five with everybody there.
Sure. And when they're aggressive and they kind of get in front of you as you're trying to just get to your car or something. God, Lord.
These are the same guys who do it for places where it's not appropriate.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we made it successfully in the door. Why are you high-fiving?
Sure.
Yes.
I like when you body up, when you go straight up two hands. Like you don't let the person get past. You just go two-hand. Kind of, it's almost like a body bump.
Sure. I love a good high-five just in general. But, you know, I'm not a germaphobe, but just the idea of everyone touching the same hand for minutes on end, hundreds of people.
Would you high-five germs?
Would I high-five an actual germ? Yeah. Oh, the idea of them? Yeah.
High-fives the Zika virus. Come on. Get in.
I wonder, just like the aggressive hi-fi guy in a sport with scores all the time.
Right.
So like I think of like basketball, like that'd be the worst, right? It's like every basket they do that, that'd be the worst. All right, Adam Burke, what do you got?
This is such an old man one, and I hate it. But I want to give a class showing people how to go to the movies.
Okay,
like,
all right.
I hate to say it.
Right.
I'm not singling out millennials or people who are mainly used to watching movies on Netflix. But if you're going to go out to the cinema, I don't know. You know what? The start time isn't a suggestion.
Right.
We're not going to wait for you.
Right.
You're not. You can't just show up in the middle.
I'm always amazed at how many people are late to the movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I'm like, I had to be there. And I get like some anxiety about it. If I get close to being late, I'm like, oh, I got to move faster. Yeah. I got to get there. I'm like, I feel like I got the weight of society on my shoulders. Yeah. Never do I feel like it's okay.
And they come in and they'll come in and they'll barge by you like you're in the dorm room. Like, hey, how's it going? What are you talking about? How's it going? You know the lights are off, right? What are you doing?
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Why don't we go to George? George, you are on Download. It is the worst. What's the worst, George?
The worst for me lately has been trying to get my WGN fix and hitting Lower Wacker Drive, and then just hearing a mile and a half of white noise, middle of the night TV, poltergeist static.
You don't change the channel; you just let it play for like
I'm not a quitter, and I'll never give up on WGN. I'll never change it. I'd rather listen to Static than any other show.
Thanks, George. Thanks for that. That's good. That's good. It's true. Like, what a committed listener.
Yeah, loyal guy.
Oh, this is terrible. I can't hear it. I guess I'll just leave it on until I can.
Can we build George like some sort of apparatus, kind of like that antenna on the Back to the Future car, right, where it just like sticks up in the air?
It snakes through Lower Wacker to find a signal. That would be the Lower Wacker AM antenna. Let's go to Brad. Brad, you're on the worst. Thanks for joining us, Brad. Brad, where are you from?
I'm up north. I'm up in Gurnee.
Gurnee, okay. What's the worst?
What's the worst? You know, since up here, a lot of the roads have, two lanes, some three or four. The worst are those people who go the speed limit in the left lane or drive right next to somebody because they say, oh, this lane's open, I'll move over here. Well, the reason it's open is so the normal people trying to get somewhere can pass you.
That's a classic, yeah.
If you're looking in front of you and like the road's open and then behind you there's a big line of people, you're that guy.
Brad, are you driving right now? Are you about to hit someone?
not physically, but literally, I would love to hit somebody for getting in my way. I'm trying to get somewhere.
There you go. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for that. Yeah, I think about he's talking about those big roads in Gurnee or even the expressway. When I'm driving on the expressway, what gets me is I'll be the worst is when you're going 85 and somebody's right on your tail.
That's the
worst. You're like, come on.
Right.
What do you expect me to do? You expect me to go 100?
Also, your car needs to look different. You need to paint Evel Knievel stripes onto your car so we know that you're about to go jump a gorge or something.
Right.
You're not a normal human
being. Adam Burke and Blake Burkhart are in studio with me right now. We're playing the worst. I got a lot of texts, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll continue with the worst here on The Download. Stay with us. All right, it's the worst here on The Download. 312-981-7200 is the number, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. If you don't know how to play, it's pretty simple. You know what's the worst? Cashiers who get irritated that you want to bag your own groceries. That is true, right?
I would love that if I was a cashier.
I know, but there's some cashiers that are like, what are you doing? Why are you touching that stuff? You're like, well, why can't I help?
But surely that's going away now because you can't have bags. You've probably got your own, antique grocery bag that you brought along with your, that's already got your dog in it.
Right. You know what's the word? Antique grocery store bags are the worst. Adam Burke is a guest here tonight. He's headlining at Zany's on March 8th. Blake Burkhart is playing at Andorka's Comedy Room, a review in Pilsen, March 11th, every second Friday in Pilsen. Also part of the Murderers sketch group that's at Bee Kitchen every Tuesday night. All right, let me go to the text. Let me get some of these in here. All right, 773's. You know what's the worst? Derek General Soreness Rose. Yeah. I'll fight that one. I don't think so. That's basketball. If you're a basketball fan, LeBron James isn't playing. Yeah. Like they all take breaks, and it's February.
General Soreness sounds like the mascot for like a muscle cream or something.
Right. I'm General Soreness. Right. He's got like a hat and a
left. Yes.
Yeah. Looks like Napoleon.
Holding himself because he's aching. Yeah.
I wonder if Rose will do something like that, like once he retires, like kind of make a joke of himself. We'll see.
He'll be like the Ben Gay mask. Like he'll be a spokesperson for a TV show.
Right.
All right. Let's see. The worst. This, I like this one a lot. 224. The worst, sitting behind a row with at least five young kids to watch Deadpool. Oh, no. That'd be the worst movie with young kids in it.
That's weird that they would be there. The flip of that for me is when I go, because look, I'm not proud of this, but I like animated movies.
Sure.
And I hate going to see a kid's movie and feel myself getting angry that the audience that it's for is there. I'm like, would you 9-year-olds shut up and let me watch Frozen?
Trying to watch Inside Out. Who brings these kids Inside Out? That's so funny. Have you seen the movie Anomalisa?
No,
which
I haven't.
Up for a,
I just saw that.
Did you see
very
it?
Interesting movie. Yeah.
It's the first rated R movie to be up for an Academy Award in that category.
I believe that.
Because it's always like animated. It's always like, oh, boy, we're having so much fun. And then you have this one, which is life-size puppets having sex in a hotel room.
It's a heavy movie.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
So you can go to that one. You won't have any. Unless you're I was surprised that Deadpool, as we get off topic for a second,
right,
went that direction, went rated R. Because the kids, I mean, I have an 8-year-old. He loves Deadpool. Like, he has a concept of who that is and all the marketing. But right, the actual movie is pretty sexual, innuendo, rated R. Like, right, everything yeah about it is not for kids.
I was surprised how far they went with some of those jokes in there. But
right.
What's hilarious now is that they want to make every superhero movie because it did so well. Now they're like, let's make them all.
Right.
I don't think we need to have Spider-Man get his clothes off.
Yeah. All right, Blake, what do you got?
All right, this is a big one for me. When people complain about how little money they make or how little money they currently have, and they say a figure to you and it's more than you have, and you weren't complaining in the first place, you know?
that's actually
a tough one to swallow.
Who says that anyway? I mean, who's quoting figures when they tell you how broke they
it's
are?
It's rude people, I guess.
But they do it in a roundabout way. They're like, oh, man, times are tough. Only one holiday. There's only one vacation. We're going to have to choose between Cancun
man
and skiing.
Yeah, it's just so hard. I mean, let me tell you about my W-2.
Yeah. Right.
No, that's the worst. Anyone who talks about money in that kind of way.
People it's always
bad. Well, they're like, oh, my 401k really took a hit. And it's like, okay, well, mine didn't because it doesn't exist.
I was in a bakery a long time ago with a big time radio personality in Chicago. Like, he was in front of me, and I'm like, oh my God, it's. And I go, oh man, listen, man, good to see you. I listen to you all the time. He's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be coming back though. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like getting the order at the same time. Like, I'll have a cupcake. He's like, well, you know what they want to do? I mean, they offer me $205. And I'm like, I'm not your agent. I don't care about your money. But it's like totally weird. I got really uncomfortable because I'm like, you're quoting like your actual negotiated figure.
Yeah, you're like, that's a coincidence. My order number is 205.
Right. That's exactly. And that's why I got into radio. Okay, Adam, what do you got?
I love bartenders for many reasons, but there's a certain breed of bartender in fancy bars. They're normally like a better looking bartender who act like tending bar is secondary to the job. Like, not normally in there, and the place is empty, and I'll like order a drink, and they'll be like,
yep.
I mean, I guess I could like pull this thing and fill it up with liquid. I mean, if I have to.
That's the worst. And you know, the bars that like it takes 15, 20 minutes to make the drink. I do. It's kind of the same syndrome I have with like a ice cream place when I want to order a milkshake. I feel bad. Like you're at Potbelly's and you're like, oh, I guess I'll have to. Can I get the shake? Hoping that they're not overworked to have to do that.
Right.
That's how I feel now with mixologists. Where I'm like, can I get the fancy old fashioned?
If you want to feel, this is a friend of mine. Paraphrasing a friend of mine, but if you want to feel a full bartender's wrath, go into a bar about 11 o'clock at night and order a Bloody Mary.
that's
the way to get no drinks.
All right, let's bring in Pete Zimmerman. He is our resident, the worst expert, I guess I would say. Pete, I don't leave you out. What do you got tonight?
This is something that's been annoying me recently, and it's when you take the L home or to work or whatever. You're on an L. It's crowded. And people come on with their huge backpack, taking up three spaces, and then whipping around, and you kind of got to jostle around them because they got this huge backpack.
What do you do? I mean, are you suggesting that they're the worst for having the huge backpack, or the way that they swing it around in crowded space?
When you have this is a note to all you backpack wearers on the L. When you have a backpack, you know, that's on your back, when you get on the L, take it off, lay it on your feet. Put it on your feet. Lay it on the ground so your back is not taking up a spot for a person.
I have a better suggestion. Bring your bag on, open it, climb inside the bag. I'll put you on the seat and hide there until it's your stop.
That works too, right? Okay, let's go to some of the texts here. I got a lot of texts to get through. 773. See, I love reading the text because it gets so specific. The worst is when you're in a car and the person driving purposely drives over a giant pothole just to annoy you. Really? That's not a real thing. Like, I think, like, are you sure that you're not taking that personal when it's not personal?
I love that this person puts pranks over the value of their car.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. 847's got a good one. Pimples at 48 years old.
Yeah,
that's the worst. Anytime you got pimples as an adult.
Because you know what the thing is about it is that your friends who may love you and know you, for they are going to stare. They can't help it. They're just like, I mean, that's really, that's there. That sure is there.
Oh, this is good. 773's got a good one. Watching restaurant employees clear a table, wipe down the seats with a wet cloth, and then wash the table with the same cloth and set the silverware and plate directly on the table. God only knows what the towel rubbed off those seats. That's crazy.
I get that, yeah.
Here's what I feel. I feel you go either one way with your restaurant cleanliness. Don't go to all that, you know, all that show of like we're so clean and then we know it's not.
Right.
I like a diner kind of where the guy just uses his greasy right. hand and just kind of wipes it off. Yeah, it's close enough.
The one that gets me, and they always do this, and it's always at like the traditional like Chicago places that you'll yeah. see on the Food Network. Like, and there's nothing better than the Chicago dog. And then you see some guy just taking his hand into the French fries and putting on a plate, like serving up like Chicago does. And you're like, that's so gross.
No, that's what makes it Chicago.
That's what makes it Chicago.
That's right? The seasoning is that guy's gross hand.
Yeah. All right. Adam Burke, Blake Burkhart in studio with me. We're playing the worst tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do more. 312-981-7200. We're giving away Poi Dog tickets.
It's going down, y'all.
It's the worst here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. 312-981-7200. We're going to go rapid fire. Got a ton of text to get through, some calls. 312-981-7200. You know what's the worst? The dog next door. Right? Everyone loves your dog. Your dog's great, but the dog yeah. next door. Shut up.
It's just with a hair trigger for everything. You can't be startled by everything. You got to pick and choose something.
It really is.
Like evolutionarily, you would have been a dead dog. You can't. We need to know what's an actual threat.
Adam Burke is in studio with us. Adam is headlining at Zany's on Tuesday, March 8th. Blake Burkhart is also in studio. He is going to be at the Andorcas Comedy Review in Pilsen on March 11th and every second Friday. Also, he's with the sketch group Actual Murderers, which is at the Bee Kitchen every Tuesday. All right, so guys, let's let me go with you guys first, and then we'll get to all the texts. What do you got, Blake?
Well, this one happens probably more often than the other two I mentioned, but when someone begins to tell you a story or a fact or anything, and right when they get to the point of it, they say, oh, you know what? Never mind. I'm not supposed to tell you this, or I can't tell you this. And then they just go on with their day, and they know the information. Yeah. And then it just eats me alive. And it's usually
like they
something.
Come with, they go, I forgot. I shouldn't have told you this.
Yeah, I can't finish that.
And they don't finish it?
No, well, a lot of times they don't.
I like to think that they were about to tell you a secret about yourself back to you. And then
right.
they remembered, I know this guy who has this real debilitating illness. Oh, no, wait. Shoot.
Right.
Shoot.
And usually it's probably nothing. But in my head, for the rest of the day, I'm thinking it's the craziest thing that I really should know. And they're not telling right. me for some crazy reason.
I'm going to die because I don't have this information.
You need this
it's my doctor does it to me a lot.
He's looking at an x-ray. You know yeah. what? Never mind.
It's kind of cruel, I think.
All right, Adam, what do you got?
Speaking of dogs, it's my girlfriend's dog knows when I'm running late, because then that's when it takes the longest time to go to the bathroom. It just knows. It knows I have an Uber on the way, and it's like, no. Nope.
Dogs.
The dog knows.
The dogs that know. That's the worst. That's right. The worst. All right, good. Speaking of dogs, what do you got, Sam?
Are you familiar with cuties?
Yeah.
Little oranges?
Yeah.
What? The worst is they only come in packs of 200.
That's right. You can't get like six.
You can't get eight
yeah.
for a week.
So good.
You just
You're
need
right.
like a month.
I love that they're always like, it was another bumper harvest for cuties.
We should sell these at bulk, man. We're selling ourselves short. All right, let's go to the text. All right, let's see. 773. The worst, Uber drivers pulling crazy Ivans. I guess it's, yeah.
You know
because
that is?
They don't, what is it?
Crazy Ivan, it's from the movie Hunt for Red October. It's when you kind of like do a U-turn unexpectedly. You wait till someone gets right behind you, and then it's like, it's a submarine
That's what
maneuver.
They say, yeah, the submarine reference. Because they don't know where they are or what they're doing, and then they flip you off. Yeah, okay. 815, the worst is calling into a radio station and having to turn down your radio and not being able to hear yourself. That's very specific.
And somewhat vain.
Yeah. Yeah. 773, the worst is driving away after getting gas, and then you left the gas pump still in your tank.
What?
Especially when you literally rip the hose off the pump machine as you drive away.
No.
Wow.
I think your issue is that you're living in a slapstick comedy film. I've never seen anyone do that. Were you
crazy.
On the run from the law?
All right. 815's got winter weather, salt on my truck. That's up right now. 815, this is good. When parents sitting in front of you think you want their baby watching you during a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like universal, the worst, right? And it's just the idea that you would let your baby do that. Like, oh, God, good, the baby's not paying attention to us.
Well, what you don't know, Justin, is that baby is very often a sky marshal. Baby's just doing its job, Justin.
Hey, you know.
Just keeping it safe.
Come on, man.
He's sizing you up.
That's great. The worst, 773, the worst is when someone is heavily breathing over the phone and you can't hear one word they're saying.
That is tough. I used to be in sales, and when that would happen, it was always.
Do you think they were doing
afternoon.
It on purpose?
Oh, man, I never thought
you?
Of that, yeah, but yeah, probably.
What I really want to believe is the person who submitted this one is a terrible 911 operator. It's just someone having an attack of some sort.
This guy's just breathing heavily and complaining.
These guys with his asthma. Forget it. You're not getting a squad. 773, the worst is when people text at a green light and never move their car until the light turns yellow. Does that really happen?
I really hope that person texted that in.
At a green light. The worst is when you buy those fruits at the vegetable or fruits or vegetables all cellophaned up with the styrofoam on the bottom. On sale or clearance. I don't really know if there's a clearance for fruit and vegetables. And they look all okay on top, and then when you get home, you open them up, and there's a hidden mold colony underneath.
Especially if it's 400 cuties.
Yeah, right. That happens with strawberries. That happens to me all the time with strawberries. 630 says, the worst is missing a Poi Dog pondering show. All right. That's pandering for the Poi Dog tickets.
Poi Dog pandering.
Yeah. There it is, right. All right, let's see. What do we got else here? Did I do this one? 847, middle of the night leg cramps. Yeah, that is the worst.
Those are rough, yeah.
I my 8-year-old's going through growing pain type stuff, so once in a while we're like, my leg hurts. And I'm like, well, all right, well, not life. You know, I don't know what to tell you. So I tried. All right, let's see.
I think the middle of the night leg cramps, and also as you get older, needing to pee more when you're at night. That's just that's God's just, way of telling you he hates you.
224's got one here. The worst is not being able to take allergy medicine for a few days before allergy testing. So you have to itch and sneeze and cough in order to get tested to find out why you're sneezing, itching, and coughing.
All right.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, right?
Do you really need to know? So you're basically complaining that you're not allowed to take the cure?
Yeah, I think that's
on to find out what's... Yeah, that's a very philosophical question. But I need to know what it is.
All right, 630, when you can't sleep because you snore too loud.
That is a good one. Because that
you
always...
wake yourself up.
That always gives you the weirdest dreams. Like this is just like an old bear coughing on a rabbit in your dreams. Oh, no, wait, that's me.
I'm up. What happened? Okay, what do I got? 773, people who say vase instead of vase.
Which is correct there.
Some of these are so upper class. Some of these ones, people who put the gardenias in the vase, not the vase.
773, that itch on your back. That's true. That is the worst. 773, expensive flowers that die after one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the worst. Especially when you give them to somebody and then you're like, oh, I paid like $25 for these and they die the next day. And you're like,
do you know 50% of the cut flowers in the world come from Holland?
Oh, really?
Like, that's madness. Why are we doing that?
Poor Holland.
No one really, no one, be honest, no one likes flowers that much.
Right, right.
No
one really would be okay with changing the
sentiment.
If
they went away tomorrow, no one would give a damn.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to give away two pizzas and a pair of tickets to Poi Dog Pondery. Not in that order. Or no, in that order. And yeah, in that order. This is a download here on WGN.
It's going down,
I got worldwide family all over the earth, and I worry about them all for whatever it's worth. From the birth to the hearse, through streets the guns burst. Words I disperse are here to free minds. Yeah. And if mine are needy, I need...
All right, it's the last segment here of The Worst on WGN Radio. Adam Burke is headlining at Zany's on March 8th.
Yes, sir.
Also, Blake Burkhart is playing at Andorka's Comedy Review in Pilsen on March 11th. He's also part of the Actual Murderers Sketch Group. B Kitchen every Tuesday night. You guys got any leftovers that we haven't talked about before we go to the final three?
Yeah, I think I got one more.
All right, what do you got?
Well, this is, I think, for maybe every comedian ever. Hopefully Adam can relate. But having an idea and being real excited and not having a pen, that happens to me.
Worst.
Like, oh, man. That for any creative
don't you
type.
Don't have a phone now that you just put in the notes?
Sure, but, you know, sometimes I don't have my phone on. Like, it doesn't happen. Yeah, I try to be prepared, but it happens maybe once every other week.
You know how much of a jerk I feel like going into a phone idea for a bit? Like, I've come up with a play.
Yeah. Let me, okay, bit is, it's the worst. No, I've been there many a time. How about you, Adam? We got any more?
No, I think we covered it all.
All right, good. All right, then that gives us all right. Let's do it. We're going to have the top three here. Let me read the prizes, and then we will go to the top three. So these are the prizes we're giving away. For third place, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We're going to give that away for third and second place. That's how we roll.
Nice.
All right, number one. So we have a pair of tickets to Poi Dog Pondering at the Paramount Theater in Aurora on March 4th for one night only. Experience these amazing artists for a sensory overload experience. Order tickets online at ParamountAurora.com or call the box office at 630-896-6666. All right. So let's go ahead and get to the top three worsts tonight, February 29th, the leap year edition of The Worst. Number three... Number three is 773. The worst is driving away after getting gas when you left the gas pump still in your tank, especially when you literally rip the hose off the pump machine as you drive away.
This guy's the thing is, it's kind of the worst thing that happened to you. It's definitely you're the worst thing to happen to that gas station in a while.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, that's an expensive tank of gas.
Do you pay? Do you keep driving? Do you just like take off?
You gotta go back, right? Well, I don't know.
I mean, there's gotta be cameras.
I'd love the polite honks of other drivers when they see you drive past.
Excuse me, roll down your window. Still have.
I would just get off the road if I saw a guy driving like that.
Yeah. All right. That's number three. So 773, you're going to get a pizza from Lou Malnati's. Number two is from 815. Number two is when parents sitting in front of you think you want their baby watching you during a flight. And I left out the first time. Jeez. So 815, when parents sitting in front of you think you want their baby watching you during a flight.
The only thing more adorable than a baby staring at you is the phrase, jeez.
I don't know. I would just not let my baby do that. If I had a baby, I'd be like, I would have, like, maybe after like 10 seconds of it, I'd be like, I recognize how annoying that probably is.
Right.
Turn around. I had that happen one time. It was the worst at a White Sox game where I was like hanging out. I was like a date night, I think. I had like, we were in the beers or people. And then this like little 6-year-old girl just turned around and like was just staring at me the entire game. And it's the worst, right? Because you're like, oh, hi, all right. And you're like, okay, all right, turn around. Right, so that was no good. All right, here we go. All right, so number one for tonight, let's get this guy out here. What did I do with it? Here we are. Are you ready? We got him on the line as well. Let's go ahead and call it out. The number one, they're going to win Poi Dog Pondering tickets. The worst is when you're in a car and the person driving purposely drives over a giant pothole just to annoy you. Patrick's on the line. Patrick, congratulations. You won the worst.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying for the longest, you know, for a long time. So I've been listening to you for a while, ever since I was 10 years old.
Okay, right. Well, that's a long time to be listening to a show that's been on for 8 months. Patrick, I don't understand. We have so many questions.
Yes.
Somebody you know is actually driving over potholes to annoy you?
Yes. My brother, my big brother, who is 23 years old.
Okay. Oh, wow. It sounds like my game system,
like my DS, uh-huh. And then he would find a street with the biggest pothole, and then he'll just turn right on over it, make me bounce all over the place. I'll mess up while I'm playing the game.
Oh, so when you say you've been listening since you were 10, you were also talking about 8 months ago.
Yeah, right. It also sounds
like the threat that your dad would make. Like, I'm going to drive this car right into a pothole.
You don't put that video down. All right. Well, Patrick, thank you so much. Congratulations. A very strange one that our comedians loved. So you win the tickets to Poi Dog Pondering. Are you familiar with Poi Dog Pondering?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, there we go. Patrick, thank you so much. We're on the line. He's not familiar. Too bad. It's a great band.
I think we've got the official worst. The worst when you're trying to get free Poi Dog tickets and somebody doesn't even know the band wins.
Yeah, there's a new
one. Somebody
worst.
Out there's like, Poi Dog. They're trying so hard. They're racking their brain.
I apologize.
They're all over Facebook. They're like, here we go. And then Patrick wins. I don't know. I'm not even old enough to go. So there you go. This is amazing. Adam Burke is headlining on March 8th at Zany's. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
And we'll have you back. Blake Burkhart, you're also going to be at Andorka's Comedy Review in Pilsen on March 11th. And then with the sketch group Actual Murderers, you'll be at Bee Kitchen every Tuesday. Great place. Blake, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, yeah, let's get you guys back. And thank you for playing, everybody at home. The worst.